The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
The Foss di Novo Audiovisual Museum of Resistance. In the hills of Foss di Novo, there is still an emblematic place in the recent history of our Lunigiana. On these hills, after the 8th September 1943, the anti-fascists of Sarzana, who gave life to the Ugo Muccini Garibaldi Brigade, took refuge. Men in the bush, who organized themselves into partisans and fought hard in the struggle for national liberation. From the Sarzanesi mountains, sung in the famous partisan hymn of the anarchist battalion Gino Lucetti, the first steps were taken towards an armed and civil resistance against the Nazi and fascist occupiers, who caused so much sorrow, slaughter and suffering to the people of the Lunigiana and the Apuan Alps. History becomes narrative at the Audiovisual Museum of the Resistance. Not a place of old and dusty relics, but an expression of the preservation and dissemination of historical memory, the first narrative museum dedicated to the last war. The museum is a true work of art, designed by Studio Azzurro of Milan. Large illuminated books that can be turned to bring to life the voices and faces of the protagonists of the stories that made history. The stories concern not only the armed resistance, but also peasants, deportees, IMIs, Italian military internees, and women. It is no coincidence that the walls that house these faces and their words are those of a colonial summer house that the surviving partisans themselves wanted to donate to the youngest inhabitants of the valley, a place where they could become children again, while remembering the sacrifices of the war. Living testimonies that leave their mark with the aim of educating and transmitting the values of democracy, freedom and anti-fascism on which our republic is founded. Stories of life, of heroism, but also of redemption. How can one not be moved by the voice of Laura Seghettini, who restores dignity to the beloved partisan Faccio, who despite numerous acts of heroism was accused, summarily tried and unjustly condemned to death by his comrades. Among the most important testimonies in the museum is that of Paolo Ranieri, organizer and commander of partisan formations in Val di Magra and Parmense, and one of the founders of the Garibaldi Brigade, Ugo Muccini. Muccini Brigade, who tells of his disgust at the fascist repression during the dictatorship. I couldn't stand the harassment, the overpowering of the fascists. I couldn't stand the fact that fascist squads would wait for someone, even a gentleman, who didn't want to take the fascist card and beat him up. That they would go out at night and send those who hadn't joined the fascist party to bed. I couldn't stand the fact that you had to take off your hat or salute in the Roman way when the fascist flag went by. I couldn't stand these things.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric, Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.